Blog Talk Radio.
Team Lion Show is on and popping tonight. Ivory Hancock is in the building. Like it or not, with Michael Lane, he is right here, and it starts right now.
Like it or not, like it or not, Michael Lane, like it or not, you're in tune too. Like it or not, like it or not, Michael Lane, like it or not,
welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I have to give a special love shout to the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos, two teams that have just advanced on yesterday, advanced to Super Bowl 48. Congratulations to both teams. I know a lot of people like to single out a single player, you know, one player. No, it takes a whole team to win. So congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. Now, in a future show, I will be talking about I will bring my predictions on the show as well as on my YouTube channel, Like It or Not Mike. I hope you all had a great weekend. Thank you all for joining me from all over the world for yet another edition of Team Lion. And it's right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know how we do. You know how we get down. I am not going to waste any more time because you all know. I've been talked about it on the last show. I've received a couple of emails, as a matter of fact, on the show. And here it is. You all know what I'm talking about when I say una palabra. You all know what I'm talking. Hey, this guy sent me so much love, man. He shows so much love, man, especially in the wake of my uncle's death. He was there. The man is a talented writer. The man is a talented artist. And he's just an all-around good dude hailing from Las Vegas. If you don't know him, get to know him because he is coming. And he's coming with the hits. He's coming with the talent. He's here to stay. But first, before he comes at y'all, let him come to Team Lion real quick, y'all. All right? I'm talking about the one and only Ivory Hancock. What's up, brother?
What's up, what's up? Shout out to the Team Lion Show. Like it or not, Michael Lane, thanks for having me.
No doubt, man. Hey, man, it's good, man. It's all good. First off, brother, I have to from a personal standpoint, man, I played it on the show, but I have to personally thank you so much for leaving such a great message, man. When my uncle passed on, brother, I mean, that meant a lot, man.
Yeah, that's no problem, man. I felt it, and I gave you that love from the heart, man, because I've been in them situations, and, you know, it's rough times.
No doubt. No doubt, fam. Hey, guys, man, I'm going to ask them a couple of questions, but I'm going to give you all an opportunity to talk to Ivory himself in just a minute. But, Ivory, fam, now, tell us about, you know, coming up, man. You know, give us exactly where you were from, you know what I mean? And you know, kind of tell us, your upbringing.
I ain't going to sugarcoat nothing. I came up, I was born in New Britain, Connecticut. You know, that was my stomping grounds. That's where I was at, you know, dodging and ducking. You know, I was in the streets heavy coming up. But music always put me in my zone. You know, I kind of like, I don't know how you could describe it in any other words, but I put myself in their shoes, and I realized then that's how I'm living. you know. And
man,
I chopped it up with the wrong crew when I was younger. You know, they hit me with a big bid, so I did 8 years in the penitentiary.
Yeah.
I mean, but that gave me a chance. It gave me a second chance at life, and it gave me a good time to, like, zone in and really find who I am and where I want to be in life. You know, and music is my number one passion.
Uh-huh. Let me kind of break this down, brother. Now, what is in the penitentiary, did you discover music or was it already in you?
Nah, brother, I've been doing music since I started writing when I was 14 years old, and the penitentiary just gave me a chance to exercise my skills and really build my skills up to where I'm at today. You know, it took a lot of hard work when I first started. I didn't know how to write a beat. I didn't know no music counts. I didn't know anything. I didn't know how to formulate a hook. I didn't know nothing. I was just putting words on paper.
Wow. Oh, man, so and you just had to find out and find your rhythm. Maybe that's how you came up with your own style, because how you coming, you know, ain't nobody coming like you coming.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No doubt, man. So you relocated to Vegas?
Well, I had a journey in the meantime. I left Connecticut because I didn't want to go in reverse. When I came home, I didn't want to go in reverse. I wanted to get my right foot forward, and I wanted to move on with myself in a better and more positive manner and really get at this music thing, like make it my number one priority besides God and my kids and my wife, you know, because I want them at the end of the day to have a beautiful life. And so what I did was I relocated from Connecticut. I moved to Florida. I moved to Orlando, Florida. I built me up a buzz there. Met a real lot of good people. And then I got a bad thing with vacations. I took a vacation to Vegas, and then I just decided, okay, when we get back, we're selling the house, and we're moving to Vegas. Because this is the spot. This is where it's at. Everybody comes to Vegas, and everybody that wants to be somebody and that has the potential and talent to do it, they can do it here.
Man, Vegas is the place. It's the spot. Man, hey, I got to say congratulations to you and your beautiful family, man. I'm glad to see you. It's good to see where people who actually live the life turn their lives around for the better, man, because, you know, it's really hard out here, man.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, coming up, being a youngster in the streets, and it was like, you know, always on a negative vibe. You know, being positive and going in the right direction now is bringing me a lot of blessings, man. You know, you, for instance, have just one, have me on your show, or just the way you play my music or you shout me out, you know, that's all love, and that's a positive note. That's come out of positive things.
Right. Yes, sir. No doubt, man. No doubt. Hey, fam, you hear a lot of these brothers out here, man, because they've never experienced it, but they're rapping, especially how you spit it. I know your lyrics. You're very good, very great songwriter, very descriptive, man, so you know exactly what you're talking about. But there's a lot of brothers out there that ain't living it, but they're trying to spit it, and it's a big difference between what is your advice to some of these people out there that want to more not teach, but glorify it.
Listen, people respect real. People don't respect fake. If you put your heart and soul on that paper and you write or you spit about what you're seeing and how you're living, people are going to respect it more. I'm more in this for being, and I live in reality, so I can't be a fantasy rapper. You know, I won't tell you I got $1 million in the stash, and I don't. You know, or I'm driving this big fancy car, or I'm in a Honda. You know, like it's not like that with me. You get raw material,
right?
And when I deliver the music, I want people to feel my music as being real. So if you're gonna glorify yourself in a song, just put your heart and soul into it. Be real with your music, and you'll get more respect, more power, and more money than you ever thought.
No doubt, no doubt. I am hollering at the one and only Ivory Hancock. This is, hey, this is as real as it gets, y'all. Ivory Hancock is in Team Lion. You all can holler at my boy, man. Holler at the one and only. We're talking about Una Palabra. We're talking about Don't Look Back. Holler at him, man. Give us a call at area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. That's all around the world. All right? The same number. We're hollering at, we're in the, man, he's in the building, man. The one and only Ivory Hancock, man. Y'all better feel this. Yo, check this out, Ivory.
What's
I'm
up,
going
dog?
To play. I'm going to spin a future classic, I like to call it, man. What you going to do with?
Hey.
How, tell us the concept of that jam, man. Tell us the concept of that indie jam, man. And why is it making so much? It's making a lot of noise right here on Team Lion. It debuted just last week into the top 20. So tell us the concept of that jam.
You know, there's so many people that out there in music talking about guns and drugs, and they do this and do that, you know. In all reality, the song speaks for itself. What you going to do with that, you know? You gonna lay it on the table, man.
Yeah.
Use it.
No doubt. Hey, become or don't come at all.
Mm-hmm. Bring it 100%, man. Cause we don't deal with 25%. We go 100 or better.
No doubt. That's some real shit for y'all, man. The one and only Ivory Hancock. Hey, Ivory, we're gonna ask more questions for you on the other side, man. And I'm gonna read an email from a fan. So. It's on the other side. We're gonna spin that hit right now for everybody to enjoy. This is Ivory Hancock. I'm gonna have you bring that in. Bring it in for the world to hear, fam.
All right. New single by Ivory Hancock, yours truly, off the Point Proven mixtape coming 2014. Track is called What You Gonna Do With That. Let's go.
Yeah, I be here, Don't put a beat in the weed, man.
What you gon' do with that? You ain't talking about nothing. What you gon' do with that? Boy, I know you're only frontin'. What you gon' do with that? Won't you put your little gun away before we make it to a rainy day? What you gon' do with that?
Coming, in my clique, gon' ride by the rules. If you live by the ratchets, then
can die by the tune. So while I'm shocking, I'm popping and rocking the East back, my shooters like doctors. You hear the speed back? I beat tracks, believe that. The best of my worst. They ain't a dude in my category, quenching my thirst. Nah, I don't dress for the hearse. I just bang on these 16s like 2 weeks before the
what
first.
You gonna do with that? You ain't talking about nothing. What you gonna do with that? Boy, I know you're only frontin'. What you gonna do with that? Won't you put your little gun away before we make it to a rainy day? What you gonna do with that?
I bring a kid. Yo, he won't pull it.
Hey, word up. That was the one and only Ivory Hancock. Man, what you gonna do with that, man? Right here on Team Lion Show, man. Like it or not, with Michael Lane on Blog Talk Radio. And guess what, man? It's not just me playing his music. Ivory's here.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I swear I get goosebumps when I hear you play that track, man.
Man, you brought that in very nice, fam.
Yeah, that's fresh, man. That's fresh.
Man, hey, don't take my job, though, man.
Nah, never that, man. You was the first one to get it, dog. I ain't give that to nobody. I swear, that's on my mother, man. You was the first one to get it. I ain't give it to nobody else but you.
No doubt. Oh, man, that's an honor. That is a straight-up honor, man. I hope y'all listening. All y'all haters out there. I'm the first one got Ivory. Man, see, I get haters out here. You know what? I'm the first to get Ivory. Man, what? What?
That's what's up.
Ivory, that's what's up, man. I'm the first one.
Because Ivory definitely got your back, man.
What do you say, fam?
I said Ivory definitely got your back, man.
Oh, no doubt, man. You know I'm down forever, man. I'm going to read an email, fam. And his name is Rodney, and he's from St. Louis, Missouri. All right, let me get this. Mike, straight up, Ivory is the shit. I like that song, You Ain't Ready. Now, I think he's missed. The name of the song is Don't Look Back.
That oh, okay, is real okay. Shit.
That is some real shit. Dude is cold. That's what's up. Ask dude, when did he write that song, and what was his purpose?
Okay, so check it out. Well, I don't even know if you knew this one right here, but that's actually on the hook. That's The Weeknd before he was even signed.
What?
Drake, yeah, that's The Weeknd before he was even signed, man. So when I came across this hook, and I was like, they asked me if I wanted to use it, and I was like, hell yeah, I want to use it, you know, because I could definitely pull it out.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know?
Oh,
and
that's what's up.
Listen, shout out to The Weeknd, man, because, man, love his music. Love it, love it, love it. You know,
yeah,
and I'm congrats on his success, because, man, he's up there, another echelon. But
no doubt.
When I wrote that song, like, I went with the vibe of the hook, like, just feeling it, like, the way I felt the hook was the way the words was coming out, you know, and the way that I tried to deliver on that is trying to just coincide with everything and make sure that it was going to be a good track. I'm getting so much good responses off that song, like, you know, my two-year-old daughter loves Daddy's song, like, that's just how it goes.
No doubt, no doubt. Hey, fam, now I know you've been, you know, like, are you dealing with other artists? Are you, like, starting your own company or anything like that?
Honestly, man, I'm one of them artists that I don't close no doors in nobody's faces. If I get an email or a phone call where somebody's like, listen, I want to collab or I need you at a venue or something like that, I'm not one of these artists that's going to be like, well, listen, I need 25 stacks. Nah. I got a lot of love, and I know a lot of doors were closed in my face, and I'm always looking for exposure, whether it's a small event or it's huge. Like, I show love to everybody. So for all of y'all listening, if you're an artist and you want to collab, you got to be hot. I'm going to tell you now, you got to be hot. I can't just collab with anybody, but you got to be hot, you know?
Right.
Y'all know how to get in contact with me. I'm all over every social network. Google the name Ivory Hancock. I jump up in like 50 different spots. Like, I'm there.
No doubt. No doubt. And don't forget, hey, man, let me just drop one of them on. Follow Ivory on Twitter as well, man. IVRY_407. All right?
Definitely. You can catch me on Facebook, Ivory Hancock, IVRYHANCOCK. You can get my fan page or I accept your friend request. I don't block people. I don't do none of that.
No doubt, man. That's a true man right there. That's a true hustler right there, man. Getting his, and he gonna make sure everybody eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the real. That's the real. What name me a few. I know The Weeknd probably is one of them, but who were your influences coming up, man? You know, because you said you've been writing since you were 14, man. So kind of break down to us, man, your influences.
Influences. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, the first cassette tape I ever bought in my life was Snoop Dogg Doggy Style. First one ever. I'm talking about it was a black cassette with the gray writing. This is back in the day. You know, coming up, Snoop, Dre, I went from my West Coast, and then I moved into, you know, Biggie. Like, you know, he was like, he got me out of some rough situations and how I was feeling. CNN, Mobb Deep, my favorite of all time, always going to be my favorite rapper is Jadakiss. I love Jadakiss, man, and it would be like the greatest feeling in my life is to do a track with Jada.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up off them. I mean, we can go to Helter Skelter, the young Jay-Z, Foxy Brown, A-Z, Nas, The Firm, man. This is when I came up.
Oh, man.
These are the people that was influencing me. You know, and then when I came up, I was in Connecticut, and I was in an hour's distance from these people. Like, I used to go to the events and just wait outside just to see them, like, just so they could recognize me, like, you know, I see Nas coming out. I'm like, Nas, what's up? Like, you know, I'm trying to holler at him. You know, the grind started when I was early, and it never stops. It never stopped grinding. One thing Ivory don't do is I don't turn down paper.
Right, right. I know, because I know there's a lot of people tuning in, because, you know, personally, I have some youngins, if you will, some young people I know, that really want to listen in. They're listening in right now, man. I mean, do you have a message? Because you came and you conquered, man. You came from where you're at, and you fell on some hard times. You know, brother of the streets, brother of the struggle. Can you tell these young kids, man, you know, some kind of word of encouragement, how you can use your life, you know, to help others, you know what I mean?
Listen, one thing I can say is don't fall into the wrong crowds. If you're trying to be an artist, stick with it. Give it 100%. Don't play in these streets because the streets don't play fair. You know, when you're in the streets, there's only two outcomes. It's either death or jail. You know, and if you ain't looking forward to them two type of things right there, get yourself and hone in on your skills at whatever it is, because everybody has a skill. You just have to find it. And once you find what you're good at, you know, you get your book smart, because you're going to need that when you get older. You don't want to be running around trying to work for a company and you don't know nothing. So finish your school up, do your schooling, and then figure out who you are. You got to look for yourself and lead. Don't ever follow, man. Follow is going to put you in the wrong trap.
Y'all heard? Are y'all listening? Straight up, man. That's some straight-up knowledge from the one and only Ivory Hancock, man. We only have a few minutes left with the brother. So if y'all want to call in, you can. Area code 347 847-826-9357. Once again, this is my last time giving the number. Area code 347-826-9357. Ivory, tell us about your upcoming album, man.
Listen, Point Proven, the mixtape, man, it describes itself. My point is being proven. Every day that I wake up, my point being proven, because I'm not going to stop until I'm on that level where it's just, there's no looking back, you know? And
yeah.
The constructive way I'm formulating this entire mixtape is every song has to be different. I want different. I want versatility should have been the name of the mixtape, you know? Because I'm trying to bring it from every avenue. I'm doing things on tracks that I never could imagine that I could do. As far as, like, harmonizing and or going slow or going quick on a verse, like, you know, versatility is everything. And I came to realize visuals. People want to see who you are, you know? So that's my main focus is getting the high-quality videos out. You know, I'm not a big YouTube user. I don't want to become famous off of YouTube. I want to become famous off of me, you know?
Right.
Not just by a video that got a million hits. You know, I want people to come to my venues. I want them to feel Ivory Hancock. I want them to see me sweat on stage. I want them to see how I get down. Like, I want you to experience my performances. Like, and I'm trying to make it where, you know, I have kids. I'm going on number 5 right now. So, and I'm also trying to make it where not only older people or the club crowd, but, you know, I want the kids to be able to sing along, or I want them to be able to spit a verse of mine, recite a verse of mine, and not have to deal with closing their mouth when the cuss comes. You know, I'm trying to make it friendly. My music is trying to be friendly for all ages. You know, I'm trying to bring it to a different level, you know, but I don't want nobody pressing fast forward.
Right.
I want them to play out my whole mixtape, start to finish, and be like, this is fire.
Whew. Bringing it to you raw, fam. Bringing it to you raw. That's what's up. Hey, fam, we're going to have to do this again, brother.
Anytime.
Man, all day, every day, man, because, you know, I remember when I first played Don't Look Back, and they was like, you know, I was getting emails like, who is this guy, you got to play this guy again, and they really felt you. So, you know, I said, I got to do this, hurry up and bring you over here, because one thing that I felt the rawness, I felt the realness, I felt the truth, I felt that you were speaking from your heart, and I knew that you had that talent to go along with it, man. And I'm telling you, man, it's an honor to have you.
Definitely. Thank you, man. Hey, let me chop it up with you real quick on the Una Palabra song.
I just want to
chop it up and where that came about, if I got a second to just do that. Listen.
Oh, yeah,
that,
you got it.
I don't know if a lot of fans, I don't know if they're familiar, but that sample actually came off the Man of Fire movie. You remember when Denzel walking across the bridge? And he was going to trade his life for the little girl.
Oh, wow.
That's actually the sample from that movie. You know, and that's how, and the way the beat was formulated and that hook that came together, them verses came right out. There was no writing. That came right out. And my man was still making the beat at the same time I was flowing. So it was like, That track means a lot to me. You know, that track came from scratch, like literally in the booth, just formulated, you know. And it's not an easy task to do, like. But listen, if y'all ain't hear it, check out Una Palabra, man. Y'all love it. It's a great track.
No doubt. And I'm definitely going to be spinning it. Una Palabra, you know, what you going to do with that? Oh, I'm going to up and down.
Up and down. Oh, boy, that's my strip club music.
No doubt. it's being played on SmackTongue.com. You all can listen to SmackTongue.com 24/7. You'll hear Ivory Hancock. You'll hear Una Palabra. You'll hear Up and Down. You'll hear all that. So
man, yeah, don't look back. What you gonna do with that? All that's up there.
No doubt. It's all that. It's all there, man. SmackTongue.com, SmackTongue Radio. You know how we get down. Hey, brother, man, much love to you. Definitely we're going to have to do this again, brother, because you know a half hour ain't enough.
Yeah, definitely. But, y'all, I want to shout out. I want to shout you out, Michael Lane. Like it or not, SmackTongue Radio, Blog Talk TV. Listen, just keep doing your thing, man, because you make artists like me want to keep doing my thing. You give me encouragement by showing the love, the support, you know. And the fans, man, there's no artist without fans, you know. So I do this for y'all, and I thank for the love and appreciation for all the support, you know. And I definitely will keep sending Mr. Lane all this new fire.
No doubt. No doubt, my brother. It's all, man, all day, every day, love, support. You got a supporter in me and a fan, because I'm a fan too, fam. So you got a friend, fam, and in me.
That all day, man.
That was the one and only Ivory Hancock. Much love to him. Much love to you all. Hey, man, join me on tomorrow night, SmackTongue.com, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. You know how we do on SmackTongue.com. The one and only Ivory Hancock. He's also the inspiring Ivory Hancock, as well as the talented one, man. I'm going to leave you all with Don't Look Back. All right? So, hey, holla at me. You all can listen to this episode any time you like. Listen to the episode anytime you like in its entirety. Okay? So for myself, for Ivory Hancock, for TJ, everybody on the Like It or Not program, man, it's your boy Michael Lane saying peace, love, and keep doing.
Gotta be careful what you do around me. Couldn't ever get to you.
You gotta know it's so good. I brought cash for this. Pop that ass for this. Don't be scared.
Don't you look back.
If you ain't ready.
Don't you look back.
If you ain't ready.
Don't you look back.
If you ain't ready.
Don't you look back.
It's best to be what you are and what you ain't. Misery lives company, the odds full of stakes. I'm a pro, I'm really down to die for the dough. I see your flesh from your chest if your heart's made of gold. I'm a squad up and roll out, big whip's own house. The shit I bring to the table is all clout. I live this flow, and I keep beef with gangsters. It stops me from sleeping in the waves from the waves to stop. Man, don't hate this, I'm bound for this fame shit. They found an image of Ivory and couldn't waste it. Basically, it's safe to say I could face it. No matter how many MCs get killed, I got the aim of an archer with my muskets filled. I'ma track my own meals like when Hunt is killed. It's crunch time, for the right price I sign. I put my game face on. I wanna use my mind to grind.
Well, you gotta be careful what you do around me. Couldn't ever get to you.
Girl, you gotta know it's so good. All about cash for this. Pop that ass for this. Don't be scared.
Don't you look back.
If you ain't ready.
Don't you look back.
If you ain't ready.
Don't you look back.
If you ain't ready.
Don't you look back.
They say we come from two parts, two separate approaches. I had to dug D's and sleep hungry with the roaches. I got my lunch free, the school they used to roast us. Cutting on my knockoff jeans, the Air Forces. I hear voices, they telling me to concede. But I don't give up nothing like bad weed. I'm my father's style seed, my mother's last lead. I'm the first of a wild breed trying to find me. Y'all can understand why I've been laying it low. For a reason like Seagull, I've been playing parole. I got a fever that's eager to break.
break when I flow. I don't think y'all could feed off the branch that I grow. There's a plan in the making, it's something that's far-fetched. I'ma reach it as long as my hands and arms stretch. Y'all can't stop me through the pain, the progress. So my name's not Ivory, that's game. Who called
it? Gotta be careful what you do around me.